This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN's top official in Ukraine, Denise Brown, described on Friday the damage and impact of Russia's continuing offensive on the city of Kharkiv, which has made daily life increasingly dangerous there. Ms. Brown mentioned that during her last trip to Ukraine 2 weeks ago, she witnessed 12 sirens during the day and 12 explosions, and noted that there was constant disruption of life. While she was in Ukraine, a large supermarket was hit by a huge missile strike, a hard reality for over 1 million people in Kharkiv. Ms. Brown noted that 2 years on from her first visit, constant strikes were causing blackouts and making underground areas the only safe place for children to attend school.
And you've heard the reports, but probably you haven't gone to the schools in the metro. I have. And it's the only way children can safely study in the city of Kharkiv. And, you know, my initial reaction, you know, when I go down with the mayor into the bowels of the metro and come across classrooms which look like regular classrooms full of children, teachers learning science, learning math, full of the energy and enthusiasm that children have, my second thought was, but this isn't normal. It's not normal that children have to study underground.
A new report from the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, on Friday reveals that the global fight against female genital mutilation, FGM, is being compromised by so-called vacation cutting, where girls are taken across national borders and beyond for the procedure. OHCHR's High Commissioner Volker Turk said he regards FGM as gender-based violence, which has no place in a human rights-respecting universe. It must be eliminated in all of its forms, and the gender stereotypes and patriarchal norms that anchor and perpetuate it uprooted, he said. The report found that about 4.3 million girls risked being subjected to FGM in 2023. Further, it found that over 600,000 women living in the European Union are estimated to be living with the consequences of FGM. The report noted that some families, particularly from Europe and North America, take their daughters to their countries of origin to undergo FGM while on holiday, a phenomenon known as vacation cutting. The High Commissioner pointed out that states worldwide have made commitments to bring an end to FGM and advance gender equality. He said they should ensure a joined-up global approach that addresses the root causes and the consequences of FGM. Staying with human rights, Volker Turk on Friday called for solid measures to be taken to end human rights violations that are jeopardizing reconciliation and peace efforts in Ethiopia. This call follows an update from OHCHR, which analyzed the human rights situation in Ethiopia between January 2023 and January 2024. Mr. Turk said he urges parties involved in the conflict to halt their actions and resolve their differences peacefully. It is essential that the authorities take all feasible steps to protect civilians, prevent further violations, and ensure there are full investigations to bring those responsible to justice, he said. The update revealed that 1,351 civilians were killed in attacks in 2023, reportedly involving government forces, Eritrean troops, anti-government militias, and other unidentified parties. OHCHR's update recognizes the Ethiopian government's attempt to advance transitional justice and prevent violence against women and children, and willingness to participate in discussions aimed at resolving the conflict in the Amhara region, an area that experienced serious human rights violations and abuses in 2023. These efforts require strong additional commitment, the update says. Sinead Hart, UN News.